Clark, and this Charlie Tenney coming back at you for another 60 minutes in radio. I was just thinking today about the philosophy of life. In the end, everyone dies. Which, if you really want to ask, in my opinion, is carrying equality too far. Method of Modern Love, here with Charlie Tuna. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another Consumer Line Report, Celebrity Close-Up. Mr. Hollywood will be along, and I have a little Masters in Tuna Research Clinic I want to test. This is Julian Lennon. What a talent this young guy is. What a legacy John Lennon left us with his son. Too late for goodbyes. That's Johnny Lennon and Too Late Goodbyes. Charlie Tuna, winter blues got you down. Psychologist Peter Scherer says you can avoid seasonal depression by taking a mental vacation. Do that by breaking your regular daily routine in as many ways as possible. Well, do something different, like taking an afternoon off from work. The boss isn't listening. Scherer also recommends setting short-term goals to give yourself a sense of accomplishment. Read a short book, for instance, instead of a long one. He also advises trying some new nighttime activities, like short after-dark hikes. And finally, use your weekends to the fullest. Says the doctor, get outdoors, give yourself permission to have some fun. Charlie Tuna! Maybe you think you know what payola is. You picture it as a trip to Aruba, or a set of golf clubs, or at least a fancy dinner with champagne when the contractor picks up the check. Well, DOD wants all of its employees to go a step further than that where conflict of interest is concerned. Any gift or any favor from a contractor is to be declined, no matter how small. Avoiding even the appearance of conflict of interest is in the public interest and ours. Consumer Law. By 1995, video cassette decks, stereos, and computers may all be replaced by Laserdisc recorders. The device now being developed would let you switch from doing your household budget to listening to an old Elvis song, to consulting the encyclopedia, to watching Raiders of the Lost Ark, all on the same player. Experts say multimedia Laserdisc will hold more information, last longer, and produce better audio and video quality. Consumer Live. Da-da-da, and Pat Benatar.
We belong to the land. Close your eyes and try to dream. Play your mind and do your best to try and watch the path. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face everywhere.
Benatar, We Belong with Charlie Tuna. Here's another amazing techno fact for you to store in your thinking caps. In 1983 and 84, North Americans bought telephone answering machines like they were going out of style. But did you know that not a single one was built on the North American continent? So much for Yankee ingenuity, or even Canadian for that matter. Charlie Tuna! Motorcycle may be a small vehicle, but on the highway it needs a whole lane. The bike may change position in the lane to get a better view of the road or to move out of another driver's blind spot. Again, it may be necessary to swerve suddenly to avoid a pothole or oil slick or sand. Serious hazards that can put a bike down on the pavement. Crowding a motorcycle cuts off a bike's escape routes and limits the rider's options. Giving room to a motorcycle is more than a courtesy. It's the mark of a skilled driver. Charlie Tuna on the telephones here. I'd like to take some calls in just a second. Something we were talking about last week, about bright light making people sneeze exactly twice. Hello.
Yeah, when I'm having a hard time sneezing, I look at a bright light. That always triggers it off for me.
Yeah. How many times do you sneeze, though? I mean...
Just once.
Just once when you look at a bright light, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. I can encourage myself to sneeze by looking at a bright light.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband always sneezes twice. And my daughter, since she was born and 2 days old, sneezes twice.
Really?
Always.
Okay. Masters and Tuna.
Well, I usually sneeze when I go outside at night after going to bright light into the dark.
How many times do you sneeze?
About three, usually.
Three, usually. Okay. Masters and Tuna.
Yes, I sneeze like when I go out in the sunlight.
How many times?
Look at the sun.
Yeah, how many times, though?
I sneeze about three times.
Okay. Masters and Tuna.
Yeah, my husband sneezes every time he looks up in the sky if the sun is really bright.
How many times? Do you ever count?
Well, several. More than once.
More than
once. Like a little...
It goes off.
Seizure. Oh, yeah.
Masters and Tuna. Hello.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes. How many times do you sneeze? And do you look at a bright light? Does that do it for you?
I sneeze one sneeze at a time.
I know that, but do you look at a bright light to sneeze?
Sometimes.
How many times? Do you ever count how many times you sneeze?
Yeah, I'll have to do that. No, I...
Do that next time, because I have the results here in a second, okay? Masters and Tuna.
Three.
Three times, okay. Masters and Tuna.
Yes, Charlie. My brother and I are sun sneezers.
Sun sneezers. How many times do you sneeze, though, when you look?
We can sneeze up to maybe three or four times, you know, right when we see the sun.
Okay, well, this isn't a marathon, but that's it. And maybe one more. Masters... Hello. No, they hung up. They're sneezing, probably. Masters and Tuna.
Well, I think I'm the exception, because every time I want to keep from sneezing, I look at a bright light.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you're the first person I've ever talked to that looks at a bright light and that stops you from sneezing?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, this doctor's study up at Stanford says that most of us do that because he thinks it's a genetic mutation or something in our species. And you aren't one of the lizards from V, are you? But if you want to count next time you look at a bright light and sneeze, it's usually two times. Over 50% of the population does that.
Well, tell you what, I don't sneeze at all.
Peel back some of your skin and see if there's some lizard skin under it.
And for love's sake, each mistake, oh, you forgave. And soon both of us learn to trust, not run.
manage. We have to stick together. You didn't bat an eye when I made you cry. We knew down the line we would make it better.
Ashford and Simpson and Solid here with Charlie Tenn. I thought we had a solid theory going. Somebody's on the phone here with an exception or a sneezing rule.
Well, sometimes if I'm in the dark and there's no light to look at, I'll just look up with my eyes as if I were looking at a light, and that'll make me sneeze. It's almost as if the eye movement is connected to the sinuses, and then it goes ahead and triggers the almost sneeze.
It's almost like a Pavlovian response then with you, right? Just depending on how your eyes look, right?
Hey, yeah.
So you do it in the dark, huh? Well, that's not the right phrase. On to our freeway.
I'm
David Lee Roth, some of the Beach Boys in the background, helping him in a remake of California Girls. Here's a question. What high-profile personality is a master showman and was known in Hollywood circles as a nice guy who talked too much? Why, Ronnie Reagan, of course. It's according to Lawrence Leamer's book, Make Believe, the story of Nancy and Ronald Reagan. If you enjoy gossip, it's all here. When asked about Reagan and why their marriage went sour, Gene Wyman said, when you ask Ronnie what time it is, he tells you how to make the watch. Or there's the time when Reagan was considering politics in the early 60s. Nancy wrote to a friend, it boggles the mind, but maybe it'll get me out of the carpool. Don't look for any dirty laundry in the book, though. Leamer says the Reagans have led a blessed fairy tale life. And he says Ronald Reagan, a B actor in Hollywood, is making the equivalent of the greatest story ever told. Charlie Tuna!
Girl Scouts believe it takes all of us working together, each doing his or her part, to solve some of the world's problems. So here in Europe, as elsewhere around the world, they're learning to practice conservation of our natural resources. They want to be part of the solution, but they need a little help from a friend, an adult friend. Be a Girl Scout leader. Call Mannheim Military, 6961. You'll be glad you did.
Money falling from the sky. 'Cause a man who falls. Don't.